Delaterre here, Flora Delaterre, plant detective. Drawn by the mystery of medicinal plants and their alarming disappearance, I decided to investigate. I'm in the jungle in Sri Lanka, on the trail of Gotu Kola. That's two words, G-O-T-U and K-O-L-A. Here's a marshy spot, and some Gotu Kola, growing low to the ground with roundish leaves. Elephants love Gotu Kola, and supposedly, elephants never forget. Long ago, people here put two and two together and began eating a few leaves of Gotu Kola a day for memory and long life. Studies do show a link between Gotu Kola, sharper learning and memory, and also reduced stress and fatigue. The Chinese have treated stress with the plant for centuries. Gotu Kola is also a great wound healer. It can penetrate through skin to ulcers inside the body. But don't confuse Gotu Kola with kola or kola nut. They're completely different plants. The Plant Detective is a project of Montana Public Radio, Bastyr University, and the American Society of Plant Biologists. Consult with a health professional before taking medicine or herbal remedies. Folks, medicinal plants are everywhere, and you gotta treat them right, 'cause someday they might be treating you.